This conference coincides with the 20th anniversary of the World Program for Action for Youth, which was adopted by the General Assembly back in 1995. This World Program for Action for Youth represents an overarching policy framework to regulate youth policies around the world, highlighting 15 priority areas. In this context, and then observing the 20th anniversary of the World Program for Action for Youth, we will be convening this first ever global forum in youth policies, which will be organized between my office together with UNESCO, UNDP, the Council of Europe, and also hosted by the government of Azerbaijan, the Ministry of Youth and Sport. This forum would represent what I call a unique opportunity for all policy actors to come together and discuss the situation of youth policy around the world today.
How has the UN engaged with youth over the past 20 years?
Well, over 20 years, we have witnessed more countries establishing national youth policies. As of today, 122 member states, they have national youth policy. Of course, we are hoping that more member states will have youth policies, but we believe it's time now to reflect on the progress we have made in implementing these youth policies, to talk about the criteria, quality criteria for designing and implementing national youth policy. And since the 20 years, we see more commitment from member states to implement a coordinated, holistic, and comprehensive way for advancing youth development in their countries. And it's upon the request of many member states who have asked us repeatedly to offer them with a platform to learn from each other, to see what works in youth policy, and to see how youth policy, for example, could be implemented in war zone or post-conflict, how youth policy could tackle the issue of youth unemployment, how youth organizations could play a role in youth policies, how the social media could also be utilized in reaching out to young people. So there are many questions, I would say, that we feel it's time to answer them 20 years after the World Program for Action for Youth. And I believe that bringing all these actors together, ministers of youth and sport, the practitioners, experts, representative of youth organization, youth-led organization, together with representatives of international community and of international organizations, having all these actors for the first time coming together to discuss how to build a national youth policy that is knowledge-based, that is youth-led, and participatory approach with young people is something of real importance today. Especially, as I said, 122 countries, they have national youth policies. And my hope that this forum would give a new push and generate a new momentum for the implementation of the World Program for Action for Youth.
What was the criteria in choosing the youth participants and how they will be engaged in youth policies?
The participants, they were created through an open call. It was an open call that was open for all young people around the world. In fact, we received around 5,000 applications, and this shows the great interest and commitment from young people in discussing youth policies. Of course, we had selected 300, and the selection was a longer process. We have prioritized, of course, young people who are coming with experience in developing and implementing youth policies. We also welcomed the participation of the presidents of National Youth Council, who we believe are representative for youth movement, youth organizations, countries, but we diversify as well, and we look to different backgrounds to ensure that we'll have a rich debate, especially that the issues we will be discussing varies from education to employment, urbanization, and other issues of interest for young people.
And finally, Mr. Hindawi, what is expected from this conference, the outcomes and initiatives?
First, we need to generate new momentum for implementing the World Program for Action for Youth. Second, I'm hoping that we'll have a quality criteria for implementing national youth policies and to help more member states to implement, I would say, a more modern youth policies. Third, I'm hoping to build a new community of experts who work on youth policy, could be mobile, and also to support other countries who need support in developing national youth policies. Fourth is really a learning experience for everyone to bring all these policy actors to sit together and look in what works and learn from each other.